Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Woman Crush Wednesday, week 4 of the NFL season starts tomorrow, Thursday night, Seattle taking on Arizona. Here to talk about that and more on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's with NFL.com. Let's welcome back to the show Eric Edholm. Eric, how are you feeling today?
Good. How are you guys hanging in there?
Good. We're hanging in there. I'm ready to rush for 6 yards per carry against the Ravens on a Monday. Anyway, but 3-0 teams, well, the Colts, I guess, have to be the most surprising, but which one of the 3-0s has, like, the long-term staying power between Colts, San Francisco, and of the 0-3 teams, who is the most likely to dig themselves out of this early hole and, you know, get themselves back into some sort of playoff conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. The Colts probably are the biggest surprise. You know, I've heard some people say the Chargers. Look, I mean, they made the playoffs last year. And I've heard some suggest the Niners just because of their injuries and everything. And obviously, you know, Nick Bosa going down in that game on Sunday makes getting to 4-0 and keeping that winning record all the tougher. But, you know, the 0-3 teams, the Jets have been really competitive in two of the three games. The one they weren't was to the Bills. You know, you can say that there's some encouraging stuff there. They had two long drives for touchdowns and a blocked field goal for a touchdown in the fourth quarter and almost won that one. So I like the energy I've seen from Aaron Glenn's team. They have a ton of stuff to clean up, but I can't say that I've watched them and felt like this is going in the wrong direction at all. Houston is, you know, like the team that I think everybody's sort of waiting to get cooking a little bit. 38 points in three games, just not going to cut it. And I think they're wondering whether their off-season approach, which is basically like, let's throw the OC and the O-line coach under the bus, get two new guys in here, and that'll fix everything. So far, it hasn't. And that's the worry. You play in three close games, three close losses. You know, there's obviously some hope, but, you know, the results have not been there offensively.
Eric, I like what I've been seeing lately from Seattle. You know, number one, because they're showing the ability to run the football now, which I know Mike McDonald probably really loves.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ideal formula for them, play defense and you know, have the run game be kind of the backbone. But obviously you don't sign Sam Darnold and Cooper Kupp just to, you know, hand off all day. So they all, you know, they're still wanting to throw the ball, but having that balanced – semi-Baltimore-like attack, I think, is really what they're shooting for. And, you know, defensively, for me, they've been really impressive. Mm-hmm. Three games, less than, you know, 18 or fewer points in every game. And could have won in week one, too. Went into Pittsburgh and made a statement. They were up 38-6 at halftime against the Saints. So they're fascinating to me. I didn't know what to make of them. You know, they were so streaky last year and up and down. And I kind of wondered, Would Darnold be able to have success without Kevin O'Connell and Justin Jefferson? But so far it's working. And, you know, they head into Arizona with some confidence on Thursday night.
Now, Eric, a team with confidence, especially defensively, Cleveland, and they're headed to Detroit, which should be interesting. The biggest thing is Judkins should help them. Do you see Cleveland having any shot in Detroit?
Well, I mean, we just saw them shut down the Packers. Now, I think it's a different level of challenge, obviously, kind of even if you use week one as the, you know, the barometer, and obviously saw what Detroit was able to do the last two games, and especially Monday night. you know, that's a big challenge. But I think what that game tape from Sunday in Cleveland showed me was, if you're able to disrupt up front, if you have the horses on your defensive front like they do, especially Myles Garrett, who's, I mean, I don't know if you guys have watched him. I know he's great.
We saw him two weeks ago up close and personal.
Oh, well, that's true, of course. Yeah, you've seen him. He is, I don't know. When a guy's so established and we keep sort of heaping praise on him, I don't know if people even listen anymore, but he's playing at an exceptional level. So, I mean, this is, you know, a DPOY kind of guy who's playing even above those expectations. So that's the one thing that I think could probably mess up a Detroit offense is dominating the line of scrimmage. That was the case in week one. You know, the Packers outdueled them up front. So I don't know if they have to score points. That's the big worry, is that so far scoring and moving the ball offensively is a little challenging.
Eric, when you see Kansas City, what are you seeing?
I don't know. I still see a team that has some grit, but obviously it's a different kind of Chiefs team than what we got used to seeing pre-2023. You know, I mean, like, everything the last couple of years has been a different version of that. Now, when they get Worthy back, when they get Rashee Rice a few games after that, you know, we'll start to see the full picture and what they could be. You know, Tyquan Thornton has stepped up, but I don't know that they certainly weren't counting on that to begin the year. Juju Smith-Schuster, I think, was brought in as kind of a safety net, and, you know, he's one of their busiest receivers. Hollywood Brown, I think, is best in a complimentary role, but to his credit, he's done okay. The problem is, I think, the lack of a dynamic run game. You saw some positive developments the other day, but yeah, I just don't know. I mean, defensively, week one, I think they were shocked at how the Chargers passed the ball. But since then, the results have been a lot better, a lot more Chiefs-like. And it just sort of feels like it, you know, they're going to play in a lot of one-score games again this year.
Eric, how surprised are you that the Ravens' defense in rushing, passing, total defense, basically is 32nd and everything?
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you play the Bills. Sure, you know, that's gonna happen. But Lions obviously have a terrific offense, and you know, so two of the three games have been against elite units. You don't have Madubuike last time. You know, no Van Noy. They made some changes in the secondary. You know, we've also seen early season defensive struggles at times, or just curious losses from them in the years past. So, you know, I put them seventh on my power rankings, and the defensive problems cannot be overlooked. You have to bake that into when you think about them. But as I wrote the other day, I was like, I don't think there are six teams in the NFL that they wouldn't be favored against in a neutral setting. You know what I mean? So, like, there's still that potency there. But defensively, yeah, the tackling to me was the difference in the game Monday night. Yeah, that was the difference.
Missed 20.
Lions were amazing. Baltimore was terrible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eric at home, NFL.com, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. To that point, last thing for you, Eric, with the Chiefs and the Ravens. Somebody's going to be 1-3, unless they play through the always fun tie here. So who's 1-3 is going to be uglier looking ahead at their fifth game?
Well, I, you know, at this point, tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the AFC West is, you know, for years we've sort of said the AFC North is one of the stronger divisions. And, you know, even with Cleveland making a statement last week and everything, I mean, I think the West, you know, even if the Raiders are really kind of a disappointment so far, you know, Broncos aren't going to go away at 1-2. You know, I think the Chargers are playing some really good ball right now, even with everything they're kind of facing with the run game. I would say Kansas City going 1-3 would be pretty tough for them. I'm not saying they can't come back. They got a great quarterback. They got a great head coach. They got a great Hall of Fame tight end, all that stuff. But I think it would be harder for them, believe it or not. I still feel like the cream is going to rise with these Ravens, and they could find a way back from 1-3 into the playoffs. But I would argue it's maybe a little harder for the Chiefs.
Eric Gethome, NFL.com. Eric, always great to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your Woman Crush Wednesday, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks,
all right,
Eric. You guys, thank you.
There's Eric Gethome, everybody. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2. And for the final time this season, we're going to be live from Pickles with Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Hope Services, yours truly, Nolan McGraw, and Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.